Just kidding. I can't play a piano. I tried. Oh, I tried. I took piano lessons when I was a kid, and then I took them again, maybe my freshman and sophomore years and in high school, and thought, gosh, you know, maybe that would be a way to meet the ladies. It wasn't. I'm not really very good at playing the piano. I never was. I really have a few, if any, musical talents. I'm not really good with rhythm either. So anyway, the point being, today's reflection on this 29th day of our serving challenge, and we're talking about ability here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott, to kind of get the business out of the way. Pastor Zach today talks about Steph Curry, and those of us here in Northern California, even if we're Kings fans here in Sacramento, we are well aware of Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors out of San Francisco, and the giftedness that Steph has as undeniably the best three-point shooter and probably pure shooter in the NBA history. And he's, as Pastor Zach mentioned, you know, gaining all the records. And as I was reading that, I was reflecting, gosh, I wonder if people get bothered by the sports analogies I made, because I could really resonate with that. But if you're not a basketball fan and you don't know who Steph Curry is, maybe it matters less to you. That's why I'm sitting here at the piano, but I can't play it. But it's that reminder that some of us are gifted for different things. And I talked on Saturday a little bit about that and gifted doing a giftedness assessment. No giftedness assessment's going to say I've got musical talents because they're very low in terms of, I suppose I might have that much of them. But they are going to help us identify some areas where that we may or may not know we have. And one of the things, the points that Pastor Zach makes in today's reflection is that you may have gifts. Even if you don't practice them, they are still gifts that you have, spiritual gifts that you've been given. And it may not be the season in your life right now to develop those and practice those, but it may be later in life. Or maybe you're at a point in your life now where the ways that you have used your spiritual gifts previously, you're not able to do anymore. So maybe there's ways to adapt those. Or maybe there are some other gifts that you have that you've just never fully utilized or developed. You know, I wonder someday, you know, we have a piano in our house. We've always had a piano, or almost always had a piano. We moved a piano to seminary up to the second floor of a two-story walk-up, much to the chagrin of those who were helping us. And our kids took lessons, and none of us really plays the piano, but I would miss not having it there. And there's always that option that maybe it's a gift that I can, with some practice, develop some. But as Pastor Zach said, even though Steph Curry had 25 dunks in his first few seasons in the NBA, it may not be something that I fully develop but utilize for my own pleasure. It would be nice to be able to sit down and really know what I was doing. So, giftedness. We each are given gifts, and really the body of Christ is not experienced in its fullness unless each of us are exercising those gifts. If any one of those gifts is missing, you know, we're less than. We've got the image of the body and all the parts of the body, and you know, if your little toe hurts, it seems like it doesn't matter much, but in the reality, it plays a big part in your whole wellness, and the same is true of our spiritual giftedness in the body of Christ. So again, another encouragement for us to reflect upon what are your abilities or areas of giftedness. And Pastor Zach gave us a resource today, and if you're looking for resources later, maybe your spiritual group, your small group will do that. And it's likely we'll develop some others if yours isn't doing that and you want to explore that later. So it's great spending a part of this first day of the new week with you. And I'll see you tomorrow for day 30 of the Serving Challenge. Take care.